God has a real heart for families, and for your family in particular. But each of us makes mistakes that damage family relationships. We do, especially we men. All too often we're not very good at being fathers and husbands, brothers and sons. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today on the program, we're going to be taking a look at the men in your family from a different perspective. When I ask around and talk to men, young and old, about the relationships they had with their fathers, I have to tell you, what emerges is a picture that's far from pretty. Very few sons or daughters, for that matter, have had close relationships with their fathers. Some have, but they are the exceptions rather than the mainstream. It seems that we men aren't all that good at being fathers and husbands sometimes. Not because we're all that bad as people, and certainly for most of us, not because we don't love our wives or our children. Ask any husband and father whether he loves his family, and the vast majority will tell you passionately that they do. The problem is that we've learned patterns of behaviour that work against being the great husbands and fathers that we want to be. And today I'd like to share with you the top three mistakes that we make. Tomorrow I'm going to do the same for mothers and wives, but today it's the turn of the men. So if you're a man, open your heart and have a listen. Receive what God has for you today. If you're a woman with a man in your life, have a listen and try to understand where he's coming from. This isn't fuel for you to go and throw on the fire. This isn't ammunition that I'm giving you to fire at him. It's a way of getting inside who he is. So, are you ready? The top three mistakes that we as men make. The first one is that we seem to think that our role as the breadwinner, look, I know for some that's a pretty outdated concept, but you know, we men are still wired that way. We think that the breadwinning part is the most important part, and so we end up putting our jobs before our families. I want to give you a case in point. As I was sitting at home in my study quite early the other morning preparing this very message, my daughter had just landed at the airport from a 3-week holiday in Europe. She's all grown up now and she'd never travelled much before, so she and a friend went in this great whirlwind adventure. My wife had gone to the airport to pick her up and they were on their way home. Now, I have a choice to make. What I really want to do as a man is keep on ploughing through my work. Another message to write and the week will be done and dusted. Everything in me wanted to finish the week off. But my little girl has just come home from an adventure and she wants to tell us about it over breakfast. Right there, I had a conscious decision to make. Am I going to put my work first or my family first? Now, to a woman, that's pretty much a no-brainer. Of course you'd put your family first. But to us men, it's not always that clear-cut. And to our detriment, we end up trading diamonds for stones by immersing ourselves so much in our work, becoming so isolated from our families, that we end up losing those relationships. I think that's the biggest and most common mistake that we make. Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering, I decided to leave my study and have breakfast with my wife and daughter to share in the excitement. The second mistake I see us making over and over again is being emotionally unavailable. Happens for two reasons. One is because the first mistake. We immerse ourselves so much in our work that we're either physically absent, spending long hours in the office or wherever, or by the time we do get home, we're emotionally and physically absent. We just don't have anything left in the emotional tank. And so we withdraw into our man cave, something that men do to recharge their batteries, sure, but we withdraw and never come out. And so as a result, we're not really part of the ebb and flow of the family life anymore. I know more than anyone that I need some time on my own each day to recharge my batteries. The way I best wind down after work is to shut down, watch the news or something on TV for half an hour or so, not talk to anyone, process the problems of the day and lay them to rest. And then I'm ready to interact again. Women often don't understand that, but it's important to most of us as men. The mistake we make is that we don't come out of the man cave and become part of the family again. And that leads to the third most common mistake we make. We stop leading. We stop being men. We stop doing the things expected of us as men. Disciplining the children, encouraging our teenage daughters, being a tower of strength and wisdom when the family's going through a tough time. Sounds a bit old-fashioned, doesn't it? But if I asked, 9 out of 10 wives will complain that their husband has stopped leading and dealing with difficult issues in the family. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honour your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise attached, so that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And fathers, don't provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. See, that requires leadership. The father has a huge role to play in teaching children to honour their parents, a skill that is so necessary and so sadly absent these days for when they grow up and they have to learn to be subject to authority at work and elsewhere. You know, it takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of emotional input to play that role. And yet too many fathers, too many husbands have just given up on it as though it's not important anymore in the society in which we live. Listen, it is important. Dads have to lead. Husbands have to lead. It's part of their role. So let's just summarise it again. The top three mistakes that we men make in our families. Firstly, we think that our work is more important than our family. It's a lie that so many men fall for, and it's a lie that destroys so many families. Secondly, we make ourselves emotionally unavailable, so we're not part of the family anymore emotionally. And thirdly, we abdicate our leadership role in the family. And those mistakes contribute to many a dysfunctional family and many a family that's torn apart. Come on, guys, you have a job to do. And if you're a man, you may be sitting there listening to all this, thinking to yourself, man, this guy is being tough on me, all the while squirming in your seat because you know that the stuff that we've talked about today is cutting just a little too close to the bone. I've been there, and trust me, I often still have to challenge myself about the balance between Bernie, the guy that fronts Christianity Works and produces these messages and gets out there and does a whole bunch of stuff for God, and Bernie, the husband and the father, and how I divide up my time and my energies and my emotional capacity between the two. Now, I love my work. I love what God lets me do for him. I just love it, and I need to work hard to be able to contribute my share to the ministry that I lead. But over recent years, I've also been changing my behaviour to keep my weekends free, by and large, for my family. Have a regular date night with my wife, go on holidays with her and spend time with her. Stop what I'm doing, have breakfast with my daughter when she comes home from an overseas adventure. Those things haven't been easy because I, like most men, am hardwired to work hard. It's not that I don't love my wife and children, I do hugely. But I guess the thing that God's been leading me through is to get my behaviours in line with my priorities. And so if you're a guy, and you know what I'm talking about here today, and you know that the hat fits, don't feel guilty, don't squirm. Decide today that God's blessed you, and he loves you, and he wants to make some changes in you and bless your family. Decide today that you're going to make some changes so that your actions reflect the love that you have for your family. And may God bless you as you become the husband and the father that he truly wants you to be. Alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.